We are going to close the show today with Design for the Real World, our regular inside look at the genius of everyday things. Today, cookbook author Meredith Deeds talks about the kitchen tool that really revolutionized cooking, the mixer.
In 1919, we were coming off of World War I, and munitions factories were now switching back to doing other things. And KitchenAid was creating their mixer for the home use. It was a very expensive piece of equipment at the time. In 1919, it was sold for $189, which I think is like $1,700 in today's money. Egmont Ahrens was a very well-known designer who designed the KitchenAid design that we think of today in 1937. After the war, we had a lot of people coming home and getting married and having kids and the suburbs and all these places with lots of kitchen space were created, and everybody had a stand mixer on their counter to go with it. In fact, 1955 is when KitchenAid started coming out with colors for the first time. And they had petal pink and sunshine yellow and island green. And if you think back to the 50s, aren't those the colors that you think of?
No need for the bride to feel tragic. The rest is push-button magic.
It's the number one gift that brides register for when they're about to get married. It's one of those things that is wonderful to have when you're starting out. It's just very liberating to put your ingredients in and turn it on and have it do all the work. Now, a lot of people buy the mixer and they're not really into cooking at all. It's just a statement. Not many people buy their KitchenAid mixer so that they can store it in a kitchen cabinet. It almost always sits on the counter.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it. Terrific. I can hardly wait to show it off.
In 1989, because the KitchenAid stand mixer had become such an iconic design, they wanted to be careful that no other design came close to it in look. And so they trademarked the silhouette. My grandma had a KitchenAid. It just was something that meant good things are coming.
The sound of an electric mixer is a familiar sound to most of us.
And when you heard it, it was like a cat coming to a can opener. But the funny thing about that sound is, if you're a culinary geek like I am, it's like someone that owns a motorcycle and how they can hear, they can detect the sound of a Harley Davidson, whether they're looking at it or not. It could be a block away. I think the KitchenAid has a similar distinctive whirring sound. I got it because a friend of mine who was having a wedding had asked me to make a wedding cake, and I panicked over the idea of making this huge cake with my little tiny hand mixer that worked sometimes and didn't work others. So my husband went out and got me the just basic KitchenAid, and I'll tell you what, I remember telling him at the time, honey, you've just brought me out of the dark ages of cooking. And it's true.
Just like a man, you give him a break, and you wind up in the kitchen baking a cake.
But this was a kitchen like none I've seen. Put a card in the slot and onto the...
If you'd like to hear more short pieces that celebrate the design of everyday things, from lipstick to ballparks to Post-it notes, check out our new Design for the Real World podcast, which you can subscribe to on our website, studio360.org. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Ital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Andrea Salenzi,
Katie Rolnick,
and Nat Wiener.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegum.
PRI, Public Radio International.
Next time in Studio 360, the amazing inventor Nikola Tesla makes a new friend.
Mark Twain and Tesla became very, very close after Tesla cured Mark Twain's constipation, which he did by having Mark Twain stand on a metal plate and running an electric charge through his entire body.
Performer Mike Daisy on the genius Nikola Tesla. Next time in Studio 360 from PRI.